Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hop-Ons podcast. Colin here. No John Phelps this week. Regrettably, we will not have a new episode for everyone. We had a bit of a scheduling conflict. John, he's on vacation. He's apparently having a spectacular time. I've seen photos. The beach looks transcendent, but we were not able to schedule a time to record a conversation about season 4, episode 14 before he left, but we didn't want the feed to be empty this week, so what we decided to do was this. We've spent some time talking about our Patreon page, and we've talked about the exclusive content that we've produced for the Patreon page. At this point, we have released 2 Patreon-exclusive episodes. So what you will hear in just a moment is a short excerpt or preview from our most recent Patreon-only exclusive episode. And just to give you a preview, it's a non-Bluth character power ranking. And this is something we want to do moving forward. We're thinking it'll be at least 3, maybe 4 episodes on the Patreon page where we rank non-Bluth characters. And at the end of this, we will have this big compilation and we'll have it ranked from 1 to, I'm not even really sure how many characters there are, but it's a big undertaking, but it's something fun, and we had a great time with this first episode. So if you're someone who's thinking about pledging, but you're not really sure, maybe you don't know what the Patreon exclusive content looks like and what we want to do with it, hopefully this will give you a sense of how we want to use Patreon as a platform for those who are prepared to pledge. So here in just a moment, you'll hear the music. Then you'll hear about 4 or 5 minutes of this Patreon exclusive conversation about non-Bluth characters. Okay, so we'll be back next week with season 4, episode 14. But until then, for the Hop-Ons podcast, my name is Colin Cox. John Phelps is off somewhere sunbathing, but he'll be back next week. So we hope you enjoy this short preview of our Patreon exclusive content. We're calling this a non-Bluth power ranking. Oh, so,
okay.
Let me explain. This is what we'll do. We found this wonderful curated list of non-Bluth characters and the number of lines they've spoken. And it looks a lot like, if you've ever seen a Shakespeare anthology, some of the really good ones will show you how many lines each character has.
Yeah, yeah.
So Hamlet, for example, says more lines than anyone else in Shakespeare's canon. He's always at the top.
Oh.
So we are working our way from top to bottom. We're just doing the top 10 for this list.
Yes.
And we're ranking these characters one at a time, and we're starting from the very top. So the non-Bluth character who spoke the most lines. And you'll see how this format works. It should feel a bit like college football power rankings. So characters will slide up and down depending
yes.
on where we want to put them. We'll say a little something about the character. Even at the beginning, because of course we're starting with number 1, we might say where we think this character may ultimately fall when it's finished. Because this character, I don't know, he may move, maybe he won't.
I don't think he's going to move. Yeah, so this list was provided by Walter Eagle on the Arrested Development subreddit, and he said, I count a line as any uninterrupted dialogue until someone else talks or the scene or conversation changes.
Exactly.
So we're going to go 1 through 10. Number 1 with the most lines for a non-Bluth character is Mr. Barry Zuckerkorn.
Indeed it is. And if I didn't say so, I think I did, but this is just for the first 4 seasons. And this does not include any additional footage that was added into the recut.
The remix, yeah.
Exactly. So John Barry Zuckerkorn, he defaults to number 1.
And he stays there.
Okay, so you are predicting that Barry will stay number 1.
I don't see how he couldn't. I mean, there's a couple people on here that have way less lines. Carl Weathers, for example, he has 41 lines. But I see him bumping it up. But yeah, I think that every time Barry's in an episode, we say he steals it. The episodes where he has a lot to do is some of the best episodes of this show, yeah, Barry's number one for me.
Okay. I can think of maybe one character,
okay,
who may dethrone Barry, but I agree with you. I think the floor for Barry Zuckerkorn, the floor is three. That's the floor. I cannot envision Barry dropping any lower than three. So Barry, he's a favorite, and he has a lot of lines. Did you, how many lines did you say?
Barry has 217 lines.
217
which
lines.
Which is a lot.
That's a lot of lines across four seasons. Okay, John, who's our next?
Now, this is a Bluth, but he's a secondary Bluth, and that's Oscar Bluth with 209 lines. And so if we're counting the 1 through 10, I could put this guy anywhere, or do you want to go ahead and...
Well, he'll automatically go to 2 unless you want him to be 1.
Yeah, no, he's going to stay at 2, and I definitely see him going down. Not to if I'm trying to take out, you know, what's happening with Jeffrey Tambor out of my brain, because I think Oscar is a very great character and has a lot of great things going on. I like Oscar a lot in season 2 with the double-crossed twin thing. I think that's a lot of good stuff. But, yeah, I don't see him being in my top 10 ultimately.
Okay, so can you remind me, did I number this list? How many non-Bluth secondary and tertiary characters have I listed here?
There are 26 you have listed, but there's 28 total.
26, but 28 total.
28 is what we're going to
say. There's definitely more. So let's imagine this power ranking, when it's finished, it's 40 characters.
Yeah.
I think Oscar may sit somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I could go with that.
Do you think he makes your top 25?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he probably is at the very tail end of that, I think.
Okay. I'm thinking 20, maybe? That's my guess, is that he's 20, because I can think of characters like Carl Weathers who do less but offer so much more. And how many lines did you say for Oscar?
209.
209.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so number three is... one of the best characters, in my opinion, Lucille Ostero, and she has 182 lines, and she is definitely above Oscar.
Okay, so you're slotting her in that number
two. Yeah, I definitely
put
her above Oscar. I think that ultimately she probably will make my top 10. I love Lucille too. Liza Minnelli does a lot of great work, which we've gone into so much detail about, but... I think that she is a phenomenal physical comedian. Her timing and the way that she just has this like never-ending positivity about her, even though she's saying some dreadful things to Lucille Bluth, she's great. So, yeah.
Can I tell you what's interesting? If we did this after the third season, I don't know if she would have made my top 25.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
She is so good in season 4.
She's wonderful.
She's really – season 4 – salvages, not that she needed to be salvaged, but for the purposes of this conversation, I would argue season 4 salvages Lucille too. I don't know if she'll make my top 10, but I think she'll easily make my top 15. I think you're absolutely right. She is an endlessly talented physical comedian.
Yeah.
And
especially for someone her age, it's amazing.
I think you're right. And it's difficult to know how much of this she permits and how much of this Hurwitz just did without asking her, but she really leans into a lot of the jokes about her personally. So amount of makeup, for example, that if she didn't have so much makeup on, the fall would have really hurt her, but it didn't break the second layer. So right. I think Lucille too is great. I'm thinking the floor is 15, but the ceiling could be top 10. Yeah!